We are up to Simon Kuf Tzadik Gimel, the halachas of Zimun, and today we'll be doing the first sif only. Sif Aleph Shnayim She'ochlu. Af al pi shebebirkas amotzi poter echad es chavero, mitzvah licholek. Two people that ate together, even though it's better that one of them be motzi, the other one with the birkas amotzi, nevertheless, when it comes to benching, it is better that they split up. Shivarach kol echad birkas amotzi liatzmo, that each one should bench on his own. Why is this? So there are two reasons given. One is because at the beginning of the meal, you're getting together to eat. At the end of the meal, you're about to split up and go your own ways. You're about to part ways. So this is not a time that it's considered a unit. Whereas others learn that it's because Birkas HaMazon is a Doraisa, Hamotzi was a Drabban, and Birkas HaMazon is a Doraisa. And in a Doraisa, it's better that you do it yourself. The nafka mina would be if someone didn't eat kedei sevia, he only ate a kazayas. The birkas hamazon there is a derabanan. According to the first reason, the halacha would be you still should bench separately. According to the second reason, you should bench to one person should be melt to the other. The Mishnah Berurah says to be machmir that no matter what, under all circumstances, if you don't have a zimun, everyone should bench on his own. B'di'eved, if one is melt to the other one, the halacha is that he is yotze. Says the Mechaber now. When do we say that each one should bench for himself and no one should be motzi the other one? Where they both know how to bench. But if one of them knows how to bench and the other one just doesn't, the one who knows benches and he's motzi the other one. But the Mechaber gives a t'nai to this. What is his t'nai? He doesn't know the nusach of benching, but he understands the Hebrew words that are being said. And he must pay attention to every single word that the mavarach is saying. And the Rama adds, and the mavarach must have kavana to be motzi him. Whereas if you don't understand, you are not yotze with shmiya. Now the Bir Halacha brings a machlokis. What about, this is talking about when two people ate together. What about three? If you have a zimun, can one be motzi the other two in benching, even if one of them, say, doesn't understand Hebrew? So he brings a Birkas Avram, who holds that if you're having a zimun already, the Halacha is your yotzi, even if you don't understand. But the conclusion of the Bir Halacha is that the mashmos of the Bach and the Levush is that you're not yotzi that way. Now, the person who's actually benching himself, the Shaar HaTzion points out, even if he doesn't understand Hebrew, the halacha is b'di'eved is yotze, even though you're supposed to bench with kavan and know what you're talking about, b'di'eved, if one doesn't understand Hebrew, say he's even reading it transliterated, the halacha is that he's yotze anyway. Now, this is what the Mechaber holds. The Mishnah Berurah brings Rashi Shita, that in any other language, you're not yotze if you don't understand it, but in Hebrew, meaning if someone is being motzi you, in Hebrew, someone could be motzi you even if you don't understand it. This is only in Hebrew. The minhag is like Rashi. Then in Lashon Kodesh, the halacha is you can bench for somebody even if they don't understand what's being said. The Mishnah Berurah, however, advises that since it is a machlokas, the Mechaber is paskin, not like Rashi, it is really ideal that the people say along with the Mavorech, mila b'mila. So this is why, especially in a case where people don't understand Hebrew, what you do is you get them to sing benching along, and this way they're saying every word on their own. Further in the Shulchan Aruch, Aval shlosha she'ochlu einon rashoim licholik. Three people that ate together do not have the right to split up. Ushnayim she'ochlu, in fact, when two people eat, mitzvah shi'as racher shlishi shi'istarf imahim lezimun. If two people eat, they should look for a third one for zimun. So again, the halachi is three people cannot split up, they must do a zimun, because they're already chayiv. Whereas two people are not, but there's still a mitzvah for them to go get a zimun. An individual, a yachid, doesn't have to look for two people to make a zimun. Now the Mechaber doesn't go into this, but Pashtus, he's bringing the halacha of zimun with regard to birkas hamazon, benching. That means that what we're talking about is in a situation where you ate bread. There's a day in the Rishonim that all the shivas haminim require zimun. The Bach says that as a result of it, three people should never eat the shivas haminim together because it's a suffix if they're chayiv in zimun or not. Whereas the Mishnah Berurah brings the Chidah in Birkei Yosef, who says that the Minig is not to be Choshish for this Bach. Now further, says the Machaber now, V'chein arbo v'chamisha also l'licholek shekulim nischayvu bezimun. If you have four or five, they're not allowed to split up because they all became chayv and benching. What he means to say is, even if say in the case of five, if two walk away, they're not ruining the zimun. The remaining three will still be able to be mezamin. However, those two that want to leave, they too became chayiv in zimun. So the Mechaber is saying shekulam nischayvu bezimun, so that even the individuals cannot go and break away. Shisha nechlokim. Whereas if you have six, they're allowed to divide into two groups of three. Kevin shisha zimun l'chol chabura, since each chabura is going to have a zimun, ad asara up until 10. Vaz ein nechlokim ad shiu esrim. Whereas if you have 10, they cannot break up unless there are 20. Kevin sheneschayvu baskaras Hashem, because every member of that group became chayiv in a zimun of shame, meaning a zimun of asara. Hagad da'oz yicholom l'cholakim yirtzu. There, if you have two groups of 10, if you have 20, they can break up into two tens of yirtzu. V'nirali, the huadin b'shishin, m'chuyavim l'cholak rakim yirtzu nechlokim. That the Rama is saying that although they're allowed to break up if they want to, it doesn't say that they have to break up into two groups. There is a machlokis, the Mishnah Berurah brings a machlokis, what is better? Some say the Rama in the Tshuva, the Rama in Darkei Moshe says that it's better not to break up because of Barava Madras Melach, whereas the Taz says that it is the same, it doesn't make any difference. There's a mile of two zimuns because you have two separate zimuns. There's a mile of one zimun of Barava Madras Melach. Neither one wins out over the other one. Further, Umitzvah lach sarach rasara, it's good to look for 10, meaning if you have 7 people, they should look for 10. Mihu, im hoyu rabi mesubim yachad. What happens if a lot of people were there together? Veinim yachol nishmoa birkas hazimun in piyam avarach, and they cannot hear the zimun from the mouth of the person benching, of being mezamin. Ve'einam rashoyim licholik l'chabur shel asara, and they're incapable of breaking into groups of 10, because they're going to have to bench out loud. You're going to have a few different people benching out loud. V'yishma balabayis v'yakbet aleim. The balabayis is going to get upset. There's so much noise in his house. Yecholim licholik l'chabur shel gimel gimel l'varach benachas. They can break into smaller groups of 3, and there they'll bench low because it doesn't take all that much for the other two people to hear you. That is far better than them not hearing the Mavarach. Now, first of all, the Mishnah Berurah is medayik that the lashon of the Mechaber is Einim Yichol Nishmo Birkas HaZimun. We're only talking about the Birkas HaZimun, but benching itself is not Ma'akev. Whereas later he says that that the Birkas HaMazon, certainly the first bracha, is ma'akev, and if you won't be able to hear him, you're not makayim zimun anyway. In fact, the Mishnah Berurah concludes that you should always give benching to someone who has a loud enough voice so that all the people that are there are going to be able to hear him. Now, in a case of people that are chayiv and zimun, and they want to leave because they've got to do a dvar mitzvah. So the Mishnah Berurah brings a machlokis if it is mutter to leave a zimun in order to be makayim a dvar mitzvah. The halach is like this. First of all, even if you do, it's got to be that you leave behind a complete zimun. That's a Magen Avraham. The Mishnah Berurah wants to say that if you're going to do a mitzvah d'oraisa, since zimun is a d'rabbanan, it could be that that overrides it. But in the case of a mitzvah d'rabbanan, you should not leave them if the zimun will disappear altogether. Whereas if they're going to have a zimun without you, and you really have to leave with tzarech mitzvah, the halacha is you're allowed to, although you will end up not benching with zimun.